This is one of the most wonderful stories in the New Testament, this business of the prodigal son. Artists and musicians have celebrated it in a variety of ways, and rightly so, I think. And it's part of the whole religious project of Luke, whom Dante called the writer of the gospel, the great forgivenesses. So you have in Luke a number of stories where this is remarkable. Mercy of God is extended to people. And the story, just as it stands, is really good and moving. But we have to be careful in that Jesus, according to Luke, was addressing a particular audience here. He's talking about the people who are kvetching about Jesus' eating habits. We know, and it is true in the Arab world today, that to eat with somebody is to share life, is a particularly intimate kind of companionship. The very word companion means bread sharer. And so, again, Jesus breaking boundaries, Jesus breaking laws about whom we were to be intimate with. So that's the whole point of this. That's the whole point of this wonderful story. Not just that this kid had a moment of insight and then was even more moved to see that his father ran out to him. But I think it's a commentary on, most of all, and this is what I think can be easily missed, on our own tendency to self-righteousness, to some sense of moral superiority. Because that's what's being assaulted here. I mean, this fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them. That's the thing that triggered this story. I mean, it's so easy to dismiss people as our moral inferiors. It's strikingly easy, and it happens so quickly and so spontaneously. There were, I think most of the time, at least I'm not even aware of it going on, at least what I'm really doing when I do that. Well, what is going on in the story is what goes on throughout the whole Bible, especially in the figure of Jesus. God has no favorites. God has no favorites. God's mercy is universal. It's universal. I mean, everybody walks around thinking about themselves 99% of the time, I think, or thinking about others only to the extent that they're afraid others are going to judge us. At least that's the way it works with me. But here we're called to expand radically our understanding of God. There's no one who's beyond God's mercy. Even the most seemingly reprobate, most seemingly hopeless case. God is operating in their lives as well as ours. And that's the only real God there is. That's the God of Jesus. There is no other God, as far as Jesus is concerned, except this God who extends herself to everybody, despite appearances, despite our hopelessness in regard to other people. And that's a magnificent vision, but it's also essential to our own conversion. You know, because we don't see God as our Father, then we don't see the God of Jesus.